views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Hello, this is Karen Benton, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm filling in for Colette today and every third Wednesday of the month. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Shift Network, Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure and honor to share life-transforming information that speaks to you and my higher self to provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. My guest today, I am so excited, is Anne-Marie Rita. We had the pleasure of speaking with Anne-Marie last week, and we felt that it was just of utmost importance to bring her back this week and to continue to share the energy that we, of the container we started. Anne-Marie has a bachelor's degree in speech pathology and audiology and a master's degree in special education. She has 25 years of experience working with children and young adults of all ages and abilities. Anne-Marie is also an energy healer practitioner utilizing modalities such as Reiki and body talk. And she has three beautiful children of her own, ages 18, 14, and 12. And I'm so honored to have her here on the show with us this week. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hello, Karen Benton. Thank you so much for having me again. I love this, and I'm so excited to talk today about, oh gosh, so much transformation, chaos, all of the above. Thank you for having me again. Thank you. I'm very excited.
Listen, my honor. So thank you so much. So yeah, the title we chose for this this show in the middle of May, the changing season, which to some people is quite chaotic, right? We've got allergies running rampant, crazy things like pollen all over the place, depending on what your view of chaos is. It comes in varying forms and can create varying symptomatology in your body.
Totally.
And so the title of today's show for all of our beautiful listeners is Chaos as the Road to Transformation. And the reason we wanted to explore this is because, you know, there's a growing peace and harmony movement that has many truth seekers unknowingly rejecting the infinite power of chaos to blast out the old and bring in the new, right? So many of us are seeking peace and harmony, and we always have this thought of when things are feeling chaotic of what's wrong with me. And we wanted to address the opportunity that lies in reframing this view of this experience, right? there's so many different philosophies out there that look at the cycle of things, right? That there's a, you know, like an ocean, there's an ebb and a flow, there's a wave and then the wave retracts, and there's chaos and there's peace and there's chaos and there's peace. And yet so many of us, when we're in this chaos, we shut down in a way because we see it as being wrong. And we might not even know that we're seeing it as being wrong. And I catch myself in it all the time, even though I do this for a living now. I forget, you know, meaning I am exploring the underworld of the unseen aspects of life on a regular basis. I catch myself being a part of it, saying, well, what's wrong with me? You know, why are my knees hurting today? Why is there so much conflict in my house this morning? And what I'd like to pose to the community is this idea that asking the question why is not always the most powerful way. Because the question why keeps us stuck in the rational understanding that we currently have for why things happen. And when we stay focused on that, we really hinder the transformation process that is available to us in any chaotic experience, right? Knowing why it happened is usually us seeking safety and security, right? Mm-hmm. Versus looking at, you know, reframing that a bit and trying to open to the idea that as the creators, that we and our higher self, the piece of us that plays all these roles, the piece of us that doesn't play all these roles, right? The essence of us is attracting all experiences in our lives. And we'll get more into that a little bit later on. But I want to sort of touch on this idea of experiences, even personal experiences, of how chaos has turned into transformation in a way. And Anne-Marie, do you have anything that you would like to, you know, speak about this or share, or your personal experiences of...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was so well said. Wow, I love that, the infinite power of chaos. And asking why, right? And it's just because there's always unforeseen things happening. So when we ask why, we think that we're in control of everything that's going on and that we can somehow change it or make it different. And again, there's so many things that are happening that are unbeknownst to us that are really working for our transformation and for our, you know, bigger changes. One of the first things that I thought about when I was thinking, you know, about the coming on the show was a personal experience about 4 years ago. My life every day was just go, 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 go. Get up in the morning at 5 a.m., you know, make the kids lunches, get ready for work, race to work, work straight through, don't have lunch, you know, just try to get everything in that you could, pick the kids up, drive here, drive there. And fall into bed exhausted at 10 o'clock at night and truly not even knowing what I did during the day because it was just going through the motions constantly. And I had an injury and I was at the gym and I was on the treadmill. And interestingly, it was very symbolic of really working hard and going and not getting anywhere. And I sprained my ankle and I broke a bone in my foot, tore a ligament, and had all these other issues that would not clear up, and the injury lasted for a very, very long time, and that's sort of how I got into energy work and going for sessions myself before I started to learn to practice it on my own. And in body talk, it was this whole new freedom almost to see things and my belief systems in a completely different light. And how I was able to, through going for sessions and energy work, and to start to see these situations that really exploded in my life at the time. And it felt so unsafe and so crazed and so chaotic. And what it really was these pieces of my life that were falling away, that were no longer, I don't want to say necessary, but they were no longer part of my story. They were no longer part of my life. And it took all of these really kind of big, not so great things to happen that has continuously pushed me and asked for my expansion, you know, really sort of put it on my lap. And again, like you said earlier, we often don't want the uncomfortable, and we don't want these things that happen that we, you know, that seem so unsafe. And yet I couldn't imagine going back 4 years ago and not having experienced and lived all of these things. I mean, my gosh, have I been living, you know?
Right. And what's so interesting, you said it was your ankle, right? Like, which ankle was it?
My left ankle.
Your left ankle. So for the audience, you know, in Chinese medicine, there are two meridians that run on either side of the ankle that help keep it stable. And one of them is the spleen and one of them is the gallbladder. And when we are caught up in worrying about making a decision, the energy that would be normally running through these meridians and supporting an ankle to stay stable and flexible and able to handle the daily stresses of walking and moving and running aren't as available because they're tied up in the worry. And so often when I have clients come in that have an ankle injury, and you can say to them, and now, not always, again, keep in mind, this is, you know, everybody has individual priorities, but sometimes it will turn out that they've been worrying about a decision that led to a weakening of the normal energetic flow that supports the ankle, which then lends us to be more susceptible to injury. And people can say that's crazy, that's nuts. And then other times people have these huge aha moments of where they start to link together thoughts, feelings, outlooks, beliefs, expectations, and projections, and their relationship with what we are experiencing in our physical body. And I find that to be pretty amazing and outstanding. And so what you then went on to describe is how you were getting ready to have some changes in your life. Right. And sometimes it starts, you know, we get this sense that we're ready for change, but we're worried about how we're going to do it, right? We're not sure about that. And that can often manifest in a weakness in the ankle and put us prone to experiencing ankle injuries. So interesting, as you went through the whole process, that it became clear to you that you were ready to start making some changes in your life.
Absolutely, yes. And you know, it's interesting just thinking back on that time again. I remember in my mind, I was very much coming from the place of why, and why is this happening? And I remember crying often before I'd come for an energy session, and then after the session, and then, you know, the days in between, and so on. And at the time, I didn't really have an understanding of, you know, emotions and release and energy as they do now. And I remember thinking, why am I crying so much? And I believe now that I was preparing for, you know, releasing, certainly, and preparing for these very big changes that were on the horizon, you know?
Yeah.
And not at that time thinking logically in my head that I would be able to handle, you know, how on earth this is too big for me. How could I handle all of these things that were on their way, you know? And I intuitively felt it, but didn't really know quite exactly what it was coming. But, and then of course, you know, soon after I had started sessions and releasing these old belief systems, things started to really change in my life, you know, in terms of my, my marriage ended, my job that I had worked at for many, many years, I resigned from there and, you know, have since changed, I would say, my belief systems in 85% of the way I used to see the world, you know?
This is so exciting. Well, I look for, I want to get back to this, and I want to talk a little bit more about the crying too, you know, and the associations that we have with that and the limitations around that experience that are often there. But we need to take a break. Time goes so fast. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today. My guest is the amazing and well-spoken Anne-Marie McQuaid. We will return when we continue with this amazing conversation about the power of chaos and the role of transformation in our lives. Please call in at 1-800-930-2819 and we will make some shifts happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Practice living in wholeness with the Body Tune-Up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source, you're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny, and I am Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today. My guest is Anne-Marie McQuaid. Before we continue, can you please share your information with the audience, Anne-Marie?
Yes. You can find me on Facebook, Playing on Purpose, and the email is playingonpurpose.com. I'm sorry, it's Anne-Marie at playingonpurpose.com. And here every so often joining you on the radio show.
Yeah, I love it. And so I often forget to share my contact. So my website is www.karenbenton.com. My email is karen@karenbenton.com. And you can also go to my website to find the archives of these particular shows, the ones that I'm on the third Wednesday of every month. And I look forward to hearing from all of you. So we were starting to touch on, you know, as we were discussing this whole idea of chaos as a road to transformation and as an opportunity and to reframing those dark moments in our lives to encompass something larger and wider and broader than our minds or our rational understanding can wrap its head around, right? But one of the things that, Anne-Marie, you touched on was this idea of crying. And it's a bit of a passion for me to, again, change the framework through which we view this experience. And so many of us as women are sort of caught up in society's ideas that, you know, crying too much. You know, she's premenstrual. There's these sort of derogatory labels that go along with it. She's sensitive. She can't handle it. And I am really on an incredible mission to change that. And what I love for you that you touched on was sharing your own realization that the crying was this incredible way for you to let go of the past. And science has actually shown us that every single tear has a different sort of energetic blueprint. Just like, you know how snowflakes have a different framework of if you look at them very closely, tears have the same thing. And they have different makeups depending on what is being released from the person. And it's as individual, each time you cry is as individual as each snowflake or each handprint. You know, it's not the same thing, although our story will say, oh, I'm crying again, but we're releasing something. And it's an incredible, incredible, necessary experience in humanity so that we can evolve and change and move forward and let go of aspects of ourselves in the past. And how sort of limiting when it's housed in this constant concern that it might actually be an indication that there is something wrong, right? And if in some realm you happen to be allowing yourself to have the experience for a day or two, right? Maybe it's lasting a day or two, and then you happen to turn on your TV and you're bombarded with medication ads that say, are you feeling depressed? Are you feeling down? Are you feeling, I would love to get enough money out there to start combating those advertisements and say, celebrate it. This is an amazing experience of where you are transforming. And I love that metaphor that's out there about caterpillars, right? That are, you know, when they're in the cocoon, when they're in that darkness and they're in that limited dark space, if they were to give up and throw in the towel at that moment, they wouldn't be experiencing the beauty of the butterfly that comes next. And it's that moment of, but it's unknown, right? They can't see that this is happening. And if they were looking at just the physical alone, right? Someone who's a caterpillar is in a cocoon. If they were looking at the physical, it's quite ominous. It doesn't have any physical indication of light available to them. So there's this exploration of the non-physical, things that don't have mass, things that don't have weight, and using them as pathways to explore and expand our physical being through the space of the non-physical aspects of ourselves, right? And when I say non-physical, it means it doesn't have mass and weight, like a thought, like an idea, like a belief, like an expectation, like an understanding. Right? So very, very powerful. And that moment that we let go of needing to control the physical, which the caterpillar must have to do, what happens? We have this unbelievable blossoming.
And in that time and space, it's only darkness there, right? And you could also sort of compare that to, I'm just thinking like a baby in utero, right? They have no idea of what they're about to embark upon. You know, it's they have this small, you know, area and that's somewhat dark, and then, you know, before they're actually birthed into life, and it's just, you know, similar to the caterpillar. That was so fascinating. I just want to go back to that for a second, talking about different emotions. And I remember reading that someplace as well, that when they would look at tears under a microscope, depending on whether they were tears of joy or tears of sadness and grief, that they actually have a different makeup, which is just mind-blowing to me. I mean, it's just so fascinating when you think about holding back tears and holding it in because it's not really so acceptable to let it go and to release all of that.
Or thinking that every time you cry, it's the same experience, that it's not something different. That you're not having, you know, that you are not in some way, you're still stuck, you're still the same, versus honoring the incredible multidimensional aspects of ourselves, right? All of these, how do you say, the garden, you know, the garden, the incredible depth and diversity that exists in our full human form that we could ever take a crying experience and think it was the same as the last crying experience.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. It's in every experience, they're so different from one day to the next. But yeah, absolutely. In crying too. And one of the things that I think that, you know, you'd mentioned before too, about allowing those tears to come. Oftentimes we may notice other people and they're feeling uncomfortable with our own emotions. And so oftentimes we might backpedal and sort of, you know, try to stop crying or, you know, change the experience for their sake. And even vice versa, you know, when people say, oh, stop crying and it's okay. And, you know, not maybe recognizing that this is exactly where this person needs to be and allowing this exact experience, the way it's unfolding, which is perfect for them in that moment. And I have to say that I had a couple of good friends that understood that on a very intuitive level. And when things were really, really happening at such a pace that I felt like I couldn't even, you know, grab hold of anything, if I did cry and have those moments and those emotions of release, I was so fortunate to have a couple of really amazing friends that just allowed it, just let me be in that moment. And it moved on then, you know, it goes so much more effortless and fluid when you are allowed to just experience it. And then it moves on, you know, to me, that
it's
was
so
one of
true, the, right? Like that, yeah. The difference of being the, you know, we can feel that energy of acceptance. It's an intuitive, energy field, excuse me, that I, you know, it's funny, I hate to change directions, but I akin it to the first time I met with a home birth midwife, and it was my second child, and her, excuse me, I'm a little tickle, excuse me. I had it, excuse me, 1 minute.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that just comes to mind too is this great quote. I think it's actually Jim Carrey that says it, but talking about chaos and when things are happening, you know, that feeling of victimhood almost, where you feel like all of these things are happening to you, right? And it's like, this is awful. And look what this person did, and look at how this played out. And he reframes it, and it says something to the effect of, when things are happening that are big and chaotic and feel really dark and you feel lost, these experiences are not happening to you. They are happening for you. And I love that. I think that is just so beautiful, because when we are in that space of darkness and scary and, you know, all these things that we don't have control over, instead of it happening to us as the victim, we are, it's happening for us as a gift of some sort. And the gift is the transformation. You know, the gift is the change that is about to happen. You know, same for the caterpillar or the, you know, the baby in utero. It's this big, huge, amazing thing that is about to, or that we're about to embark upon.
Yes.
I love
that. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
John Kerry quote.
It's so beautiful. It's so true. And I'm going to leave us with this last quote right before we take a break. But obviously some thoughts were coming up for me that were bringing up the coughing experience, which I love and quite funny. And we get to explore that a little bit when we come back. But I leave you with this, is that thoughts travel through the cosmos. And once in a while, they pass through us, not in order to destroy us, but in order to be transformed. We just shouldn't identify with the chaos arising during this change. The conditions are secondary. Only the transformation itself has any value, right? So when, and this is an amazing quote from a book called The O Manuscript by Lars Mühl. And it's an amazing ride. But what that brings us to is, when we focus on the story and we're looking for why and we're trying to figure it out, we tend to hinder and limit the transformation and our awareness of the transformation that's happening. So I am Karen Benton, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. And you can find out all about Colette, because this is Colette's show. It's called The Dance Life Events and Float Your Boat Teleshifting Events, and her book, The Truth is Funny, is at truthisfunny.com. and her energy correcting cards and paintings at talesfromthevector.com. She's got some amazing dragon paintings that are just absolutely beautiful and life-changing that she has brought through over the last year. Also at energeticupgrade.com on social media. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. And let's make some more shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today on the Truth is Funny radio show. And I have Anne-Marie McQuaid with me here. And we have been discussing chaos as a road to transformation. And it's really been quite an intriguing discussion, of which led to my little coughing fit there, which was quite interesting little revelation there. There's something that I'm coming in. It's quite funny. The thing that comes up for me is grief. There's some sort of sadness in there. Really about, as I was mentioning, my passion about reframing the way we see crying and times where we need to spend alone and those darkness and those shadows and the power that lies in going into those experiences. And yet the environment does not feel so welcoming to that. We feel, like you were mentioning, Emery, that we need to stuffle the tears back, right? And we need to, you know, in the minute you give someone a tissue, isn't that what we do, right? We snuff it in and we push it down and we hold it for another time. And sometimes in my practice, I won't give my clients tissues because, you know, we want it to just come out. And that can be this incredibly transforming experience that, when we allow it, helps us to let go of the story and the distraction and open more to whatever it is that's desiring to be transformed. And for me, when I was just sitting in the break there, kind of holding the experience of the coughing and trying to just sort of be with it and see what it revealed to me, I sort of felt this tightness in my chest. And I think there is some grief in there around the perception that expressing our truth in a moment is still seen to be a difficult experience. And I want to invite the community and everyone listening to open to their own unique way that they feel drawn to explore how they can create more space for anything that is arising in any particular moment. And that brings me back to what Anne-Marie had spoken and alluded to, is about what a baby in utero must feel like a little bit before they get out into the world. That's all they know. That's the reality that they know is within the womb. And then during birth, they're brought out. And what we found is from that moment, even in utero and in the birth process, there are stamped memories that are imprinted on our senses that start the fabric of beliefs and expectations that influence us for the rest of our lives on how we see things. Isn't that so very interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Just thinking about all the different experiences that can happen to a baby the minute they're born, whether it maybe it's in the hospital, and I've had children, one that was born in a hospital and two that were born at home. Right. And the differences of experiences. And what I was starting to say before I got my coughing fit was, my background is medicine and I'm a surgical trauma ICU nurse and I'm a colon rectal nurse practitioner. But yet I was still drawn to explore the home birth experience. And when I met my home birth midwife with my second child, I was immediately tuned into the level of trust that she had in a woman's body to birth a baby, regardless of what was going on. Mm. I was a full 2 weeks late with my son. And, in the medical world, that's something to be concerned about. And that's where you start thinking about, scheduling C-sections and inductions and all of these medical procedures. And this woman held so much space that supported me to tap into it. She believed so deeply. And it's sort of like Anne-Marie, I feel it's attuned to what you were saying about being around people that see and honor and connect to the power of breakdowns and tears and releases helps you to do it even more. So if you're having a day where you think you've done nothing and you can actually just hold space for another person to be exactly where they're at, the transformative unfoldings that happen in that human moment are limitless and are often unrecognized. We're so focused on the physical. And I just invite you to take a moment to whoever you're talking to here for the rest of your day, take a moment, pick out one person and really hold space for them to be exactly where they're at, right? Whatever it is they're frustrated with, or maybe they're having a breakdown a bit, or they're happy about whatever it might be, really hold space for that person to be right where they're at. Because you know what you're doing? You're holding space for you to be right where you're at. Mm. If we can't do that for another, right? And this is that opportunity. If we're angry and we want someone, and this happens so much with our children, Amory, you and I have this discussion about when our kids are going through chaos.
Yeah.
We're so wired to change it, to try to help them along. Yeah. And that's the same thing. If you helped along a caterpillar and ripped open that womb, they never become a butterfly.
Mm, yeah. Wow. Wow, that's so beautiful and well said and exactly spot on, really. Especially with children, right? I mean, that's what we think, or at least I used to think, what my job as a parent was, to shield them and to protect and change anything that might be uncomfortable for them, and especially emotions, any one of them, be it sadness or anger or, even now, I can still find myself going into that same old mode and wanting to change the experience for them. And then sort of remembering that, this is what this is what they need to be experiencing really right now.
Even if we can't understand it, right?
Exactly.
Because
yes.
if we limit it to the rational mind, like I said before, but sometimes when we say it, it comes out differently, right? We're limiting to what all of us currently understand to be possible, which right. in itself limits discovery and change and the new energy to come in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that so funny? I think we should, so Anne-Marie and I in the break were touching a little bit on this idea of what we need. And we were talking about how children might be faced with more difficulties because when they're having a chaotic experience, they have the opportunity to numb it out with their phones, which, you know, we didn't have that, right? Maybe we'd like to believe we went walking in the woods. I think our generation, you and I, had MTV at least when we were teenagers, right?
Right, so right.
We could numb stuff out and just jump into someone else's lives so that we mm-hmm. could move it through. And what I said, what came up was, every generation is wired differently because they have different energies that are available to them when they enter in. So when I was a kid, my dad would often get, would tell me that I couldn't listen to music and studies. Like, it's impossible. You can't do it because he couldn't do it. Right. Mm-hmm. So I would always feel that I couldn't listen to music, but come to find out, especially when I got to college and grad school, that the music was actually helped me focus.
Right.
And it helped me find a space. I was wired. My nervous system is different than my father's. So, Anne-Marie, remember, what was our conversation? We were talking a little bit about, well, what could possibly, if we were to explore, what could be the benefit of these phones to children? And I thought you had great insight on that.
Well, yeah, what came to mind was that that there are so many demands and expectations, and they keep increasing as our children, or as time goes on anyway, and that... I think that they're constantly going to some other thing, you know, be it their phone or a game or something. It takes them out of that moment of feeling stressed and, you know, these demands that are placed on them that it's almost, it feels unbearable to them. And this kind of takes them out of it in a way. You know, it's like it's an escape, yeah. essentially.
Yeah.
And I think the reason that they feel the need to escape more often is because, like as I said, time goes on and more expectations just kind of keep happening, you know, be it sports or school or all of the combination of all of the above. And yeah. I think it's sort of a way to get out of what's really uncomfortable and happening around them.
Yeah, to allow their bodies to do it. Yeah, and that's so true. It's difficult to create new patterns and behaviors when we're in the thick of it, right?
Right.
And so just even having that moment on the phone where we can be pulled away from, like you said, the pressures could be. And that reminds me a little bit of some of the outlooks we have, and we'll talk about this after the break, but the flu, and all this hype around flu shots and preventing the flu and all of these things, but the flu, you know, can also be seen as an opportunity to pull away from the demands and expectations so that we can rewrite and reorganize and refabricate the operating system that we are utilizing when we engage in life. And I don't know if you've ever saw this, but when your kids were young, I noticed that when they would get back from being sick, they'd go into huge developmental expansions, right? Whether they'd walk
yeah.
or they'd start talking or they'd start some fine motor skills that they hadn't done. So we'll touch on this more when we get back on the break because I love this stuff. This is like my passion. And time sure flies when we're having fun. We're taking a quick break and we'll be right back on The Truth is Funny. Feel free to call in. If you feel the need, 1-800-930-2819. Otherwise, I can understand that you are receiving so much from this, just from listening and participating on the other side of the airways. And we thank you for that attention and that space that you've created for us. And we'll be right back.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
I am here talking with Anne-Marie McQuaid on The Truth is Funny. And we've been talking about chaos as the road to transformation and this unwinding some of the limitations and beliefs and ideas and projections that surround our often rejection of the state of chaos as we seek more peace and harmony in our lives, and that seeking peace and harmony can unknowingly limit deeper expressions of our authentic self, is essentially kind of would be a way to summarize what we've been talking about, right? Like when a change wants to come out, our resistance to that change creates this sort of inner conflict. And when we're resisting and that inner conflict comes up, that energy of resistance often expresses itself in the physical body, right? In the form of illness. It's one way to look at it. Or relationships, stagnations in relationships, or stagnations in career, or purpose, or spirituality, all the different realms of life. And it's never limited to just one, which is funny. People always ask me, what is it that you do? Does it work for this and this? And when we're working in this field, it touches on every single aspect. I mean, this is true and complete holistic approaches to our human experience, which means we're taking in the physical and the non-physical. So, Anne-Marie, so great to be back here talking about this. I love when we start to dive into the women and children and family experiences that are so near and dear to our heart, which is really what helped to develop our connection and our relationship, as we were willing to challenge each other and explore these, how we could approach these challenges that are unique to raising a family, even though you can, apply this to absolutely anything.
Right.
So in the break, you were kind of having an aha moment about having flus or illnesses in young children and the often subsequent developmental expansions that happen.
Yeah, we were just chatting about it. You had mentioned it before the break, and I was just sort of connecting in my mind different times where when the kids would get sick, Erin comes to mind, especially, you know, for she'd get a 2-week virus, and she'd come back afterwards, you know, either in school or with dance or competition, you know, with like a vengeance. And she was, I think you mentioned it before, but it's a rewiring somehow. This sort of, I don't want to say bowing out, but these illnesses that would happen would create this whole new space for them to, an opening, a change of some sort.
Yeah.
I think it's like the, just what comes to mind too, with the children and chaos, is the notion that we think that we're controlling everything for them and for us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that when the chaos comes in, the reason, you know, that so many of us are so uncomfortable with it is because this order that we think we've created for ourselves and our children, the order that we think is holding us together is an illusion, you know?
Yeah.
And I think children especially, you know, and even like say an illness, what happens when the kids get sick? You know, you have control over nothing. You know, suddenly you just have to hand it all over. And
especially that puke on the carpet.
Right, exactly. It really can be even in this work and energy work and illnesses and seeing it from a different perspective, mm-hmm. When it happens, there's still purpose for it, you know? So
yeah.
We can often
and
go back.
And it might be one that we don't get, right?
Yes, exactly.
Circling back to what we were talking about earlier, imagining, you know, being at home with a sick child with that same openness and holding space as if they were a caterpillar in a cocoon, transforming, you know, mm-hmm. in the process of transforming into a butterfly, but full knowing that if you interfere with that transformation process, which is greater than our rational mind can wrap, right? We can't know what they're ready to transform. It's impossible. We can get a sense and a feel, but we can't know what that caterpillar is going through, nor know or take over or help that caterpillar, or the butterfly doesn't happen. So it's like when they're in that illness state, holding space for them to be right where they're at, right? Because just us needing and wanting them to be showing up differently, they intuitively connect to. And it's sort of like we're talking about when you're crying and you're around someone who is open to it, how it creates this open, you feel the container that's been created through the unity of both of you honoring the experience, and you're allowed and you support it to go deeper. And the same thing with a child, giving them the space to have this moment, sharing with them, witnessing the transformation process that's happening and holding space for it and what could really come out of it from them, right? And it's kind of goes back to a quote that, you know, it's not even a quote, but you notice when you let go of something that you want really bad, it often happens more easily.
Mm, that's so true. Yeah.
Why Absolutely. Is that, right? Because in wanting something, we are creating that resistant energy for what's trying to come through, which we might not know what that is.
Yes.
And it's actually better for us to not know what it is because we might not be able to handle it, right? Think about something, right? And we might think that we can't handle it, but we're not going to know because it's not going to be something that has already been created by society. It might be part of our gift that we have to share with the world that is unknown to the world. I mean, that's the epitome of transformation. That's the epitome of discovery. That's the epitome of opportunity for humanity as a whole.
Yeah, unknown to us and unknown out there as well, right?
And yet all those amazing points that you were bringing up, so many emotions arise in this container of the unknown. Well, it's like, I want to know. And I remember for me, a big transformation into this work was wanting to know what was wrong. And so many of us go to doctors because we want to know what was wrong. And in my experience as a practitioner, when I would see that someone would release energies related to an emotion or detach from an ancestral energy that was related to perfectionism, you know, that was tying up their liver and keeping their liver from communicating with the gallbladder in order to bring the mobility to the visions of the person's life. So that it was creating this stagnation. That knowing what was wrong would limit that experience, right? Because we would say, oh, it was the virus. And then we would just fall into that victimhood mentality of, I'm a victim of a virus. The virus did this to me. And I say, no, 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 that's the old paradigm. We're ready to let go of that. Let's explore the container that was open to receiving that virus, you know, the environment that created the susceptibility to the virus entering, and the influences that created that experience that are unique to you and your individual makeup, so that you can get some insight on your own secret garden. What's the word for it? Your own inner landscape, right? Your own makeup, your own true authentic self. Let go of someone else's ideas of how you should be and be more truly you, which comes again full circle to what you started out with. You know, if that ankle, you know, was an opportunity for you to take stock in who you were up to that point and opening to a new version of you coming through that you might have no idea about. Because could you imagine 10 years ago that you would be on a radio show with me and
Oh, I love it. I don't even know what to say. That was just perfect.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I mean, and it's the same thing. I mean, I could have paid people $1 million to say, I would have paid them $1 million even 10 years ago. There's no way I'd be in energy medicine. I was a prominent colon and rectal nurse practitioner, and this was not something of my past. So I invite each of you to go forth and find your gift and open up to all the different tools that are available to you. And it is always such a pleasure to connect with all of you, but time flies so quickly. Wow. And I want to thank you, Anne-Marie, again for being
our amazing co-guest
with me, co-host, whatever. We did this together. It's such a beautiful container. A big thank you to you for coming on and your time. A big thank you to the audience. Thank you to Carter and the callers who have, you know, been out there in the ethers sharing in this experience with us. Colette will be back next week, Wednesday at 8 a.m. And bye for now. Have a fabulous month, and we'll look forward to connecting to you next month.
Bye. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.